Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Politics is never going to be far from our lips over the next 30-plus days. Ryan Kasson is a political strategist and the CEO of Beast Digital, and Ryan is with us to talk about how he envisions things playing out, both with the debates tomorrow night in Cleveland between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and this effort to get Amy Coney Barrett confirmed in the Senate, and Democrats trying to derail her. And Ryan, I started getting some pop-up ads this weekend as I was on the internet, and I guess as a digital strategist, that's the smartest thing you can do, is tell your story directly to each individual voter online, huh?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you can tell that various organizations, the candidates for presidents, but every super PAC and C3 and C4 organization out there had their Amy Coney Barrett advertising in the can, ready to go and pull the trigger the moment she was officially announced.
So how much money do you think these external organizations and groups will spend to try to give us, the average voter, a positive impression or a negative impression of this lady?
Well, more than ever before. So unlike past Supreme Court battles, which were largely affairs conducted in the Judiciary Committee in the Senate and then in the broader Senate, and then ultimately the confirmation vote would take place. And, you know, it would sort of dominate the news cycle a little bit, but there'd be other stories. This is going to be, for the next 36 days of this election, the key story, even in spite of the New York Times doing the dirty work for Democrats and dropping this quote-unquote bombshell here right before the debate. Mm-hmm. That may be gone. That story, you know, the news cycle so fast, that story may be in the rearview mirror by a week from today. But the story that will live on is the Supreme Court nomination battle. And if you're in one of these organizations and you're spending money to either support or oppose ACB, you've got to figure that your dollar spends two ways, right? You're supporting the nomination, but you're also supporting either President Trump for making this bold decision and bringing conservative majority to the Senate, or I'm sorry, to the Supreme Court, or Joe Biden, because, you know, he's standing up, and Kamala Harris is going to play a big role in the Judiciary Committee standing up against this nomination. So it spends twice as effectively.
Yeah. I open up my email after the show every day, and I've got a whole bunch of folks who like to send me things that they have discovered on the internet, and it eats up a tremendous amount of my time trying to discern what's real and what's not real. You know, just because it's in the New York Times doesn't mean I believe it. But then I get links to things and websites, and I go, I have no idea what this is, and I can spend the next 30 minutes trying to click around and figure this out. I mean, I guess that's by design, that both right and left are trying to pump material into the public sphere, hoping that the average person isn't going to pay close attention to it or have that 30 minutes to figure out what's true and what's not true.
Right. Well, and there's more noise than ever before. I think that's why, you know, among operatives, the notion of candidate debates are viewed with sort of suspicion in terms of how effective they are with voters. I actually think that tomorrow's debate has the potential to be hugely significant. You're hearing from the candidates directly on the same stage. Both are shooting for their own viral moments that echo beyond the broadcast. I think you're absolutely right that with all of the noise, people are looking for signal, and we'll get that in tomorrow's debate. Chris Wallace is, you know, an expert interviewer, and I think he'll be tough on both candidates, appropriately so.
Yeah. You think there are a lot of nefarious people who are out there working behind the scenes to muddy the waters rather than clarify things? I remember when the internet started to grow, there was this intellectual discussion of how wonderful it was going to be that the average person would suddenly have access to all the combined knowledge of humanity, you know, a couple of clicks away. And it seems like I'd almost go back to the days of pulling the Encyclopedia Britannica down and knowing that what I'm reading was printed, reviewed, you know, edited, and might actually be factual compared to the stuff that we're seeing now that's influencing political conversation.
Well, I think there's certainly an agenda, and it's, you know, that goes a level beyond bias, right? It's the whole reason you alluded to earlier why the Democrats have to make the president a failure, because it lets them off the hook for all of these battles that they've lost over the last 4 years, dating all the way back to Hillary Clinton defeated by Donald Trump in the presidential election through, you know, three Supreme Court justices named to the, you know, to the bench. As long as your opponent is a failure, then you're off the hook and you don't have to look inward for reasons why your policy, your agenda, your message isn't cutting through.
Let me ask you about the Senate races. And of course, we have one here in Virginia. Dan Gade, the former lieutenant colonel and PhD, who is the Republican running against the incumbent former governor, Democrat Mark Warner. And a lot of people who are Republicans think, you know, Dan Gade is a great candidate. I mean, the guy lost his leg in battle. He is an intellectual, but he just can't get traction in the mainstream media against Mark Warner. Can't raise the money to compete with this guy. Does the internet, as a digital strategist, what would you say that a candidate like Dan Gade should do to try to engage with Mark Warner to get the public's attention, short of Mark Warner making a big mistake like some incumbent candidates do that, you know, cedes some ground to their opponent?
Yeah, it's got to be an aggressive one-on-one strategy. Digital is great for this because you can have these online conversations, and particularly in the era of COVID where they're not happening as much on the doorstep, it's important that you're building community and audience. That's the most important thing a campaign can do right now. We're still, you know, we've moved in from that organizational phase to that persuasion phase. So, you know, the campaign needs to expand beyond its core base that it's been building over the last year and a half. But it's really important to have those one-on-one conversations via digital. And it can happen. The best candidates do that. It's not purely a broadcast medium.
Yeah, I've been watching Abigail Spanberger and Nick Freitas. Abigail Spanberger, the incumbent Democrat, who represents the 7th Congressional District, where many of our listeners live, and Nick Freitas, the member of the House of Delegates, the Republican who's challenging her. And it seems that both have these pretty regular town hall engagement operations. Sometimes at the moment that they're on air or on the internet, there are only a few people watching. But then you check back a couple of days later, and it's 10, 20, 30, 40,000 people who've checked out their conversation that's been on the internet. That really provides you with a new opportunity digitally to reach people. Did I lose Ryan? Oh, gosh, I hate that. Well, sounded to me like Ryan had a good handle on some advice for candidates who are, you know, taking on incumbents, and, you know, that digital strategy, whatever it is that you're doing, winds up being a big deal these days. It's no longer just print ads or word of mouth that sells something. It's really working hard in social media and online with digital ads, and of course radio ads, I might add, to make sure that people know about what you're talking about. Ryan Kasson is great as a digital strategist, and appreciate his time this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.